10-year-old Liam Calvert was among a small gathering of people who came to say goodbye in the library's last hour of operation.
Well, they have a lot of really good books, and it's a good place to just come here and hang out and get a good book to read. So I'm kind of sad that they're not going to do that anymore.
His mother, Bettina Frost, said it's embarrassing to see the library close.
He just had his last day for his book club at school, and this is where we get the books for that. So now I'm going to have to hunt them down and order them and purchase them. And so, yeah, we rely on the library, and it's a little embarrassing that we can't support something like this. What community doesn't have a library?
Harold Hayes is library director. He surveyed the main room of the building that was erected with public funding in the 1990s. He said there are people working to reopen it in some capacity, perhaps as a reading room, as some other Douglas County branch libraries have done.
And anything that we can do to allow people to have access to information, to provide literacy for children, anything that communities can do along those lines is great. But in the long term, a library system like we have had that is publicly funded is the answer. And that's been the answer for 200 years in this country.
A ballot measure to create a special library funding district failed in Douglas County last November. They may try again, encouraged by nearby Josephine County, which just last month passed one. But it took years without library service before that happened. Rachel McDonald, KLCC News, in Roseburg.